Hello, everyone. This is Byron. We are working on trying to round up a couple of missing regions so we can get to quorum, but I would like to get the meeting started. As a result, we'll have to be a bit flexible on the agenda and push back any of the agenda items that require a resolution until such time as we have quorum, if that is okay with everyone. So, I see Young Um has joined, so now we're down to just somebody from Lac region, and we're working on that. So let's get going. The agenda is in front of you. I see the listed apologies, which are relatively extensive today. Item number two, minutes and actions. Were there any issues or comments, any comments on the minutes? And I believe all action items have been completed. There's nothing outstanding. So we'll take that as approving the minutes. Thank you. Move on to item number three. Or agenda item number three, which was an update on internet governance. I note that Young Um has just emailed her report, so thank you for that. As well as I see on the chat that she doesn't have audio yet, so I'm not going to ask her at this point to update us verbally, but maybe we can come back to that. And we'll move on to item number four. Agenda item number four, 4.1 was an update from the ICG. Unfortunately, Keith sent his regrets late, but did send a note to Council, which has been forwarded. So I'd ask you to take a look at that for any updates on the ICG. Item number 4.2 is an update on the CCWG accountability work group, and could I ask Becky to provide us with an update on that, please?
Sure. Good morning, everybody. The CCWG, the second report comment period closed last week. We have about 81 comments altogether, they are substantive comments. It included one lengthy comment from the board basically proposed several alternative approaches to the CCWG proposal. The group is meeting in Los Angeles Friday and Saturday. We expect that most, if not all, of the members of the Board of Directors will be participating in that meeting, and the main purpose is really to go through the comments in detail and identify places where, you know, based on community input, we need to tweak or, the extent to which we need to take on board comments, such as the board comments, which really kind of take issue with the fundamental model. And rather than having the kind of single membership shared responsibility model, the board has proposed something that is much more similar to what we have now, the status quo, and is much more sort of focused on advisory, the community in an advisory role. So there's a lot of work ahead for the CCWG. I think that the plan had been to have a revised draft of the proposal published by October 9th in advance of the Dublin meeting. I think given the nature of the board comments, which although you know, they are being treated as comments from a stakeholder. They're obviously comments from an important stakeholder, but I do think that there is some likelihood that the October 9th republication date will slip.
Thank you, Becky. Any questions for Becky or comments? I would just make one quick one to note that Larry Strickling published a blog, first thing this morning in our part of the world, so it's just been released, and he's certainly making some suggestions for the CCWG as they head into their face-to-face this weekend. So I would encourage all of you to read where Larry Strickling's thinking is currently at.
Yes, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel. Welcome.
Thank you. I managed to make it after all. I wasn't sure if I'd be awake at this time of the morning or whatever, but just for those of you who don't know, I'm also going to attend on behalf of, I forget who it is now that's not coming, I think it might be Roloff, the CCWG face-to-face tomorrow and Saturday. Just a couple of quick points. Becky's explanation and comment was a good summary. I'm a little bit concerned that the board has felt that it's gone a little bit further than simply commenting. It sort of seems to be putting forward its own competing proposal, and I'm wondering whether or not CCWG is going to have to, first of all, get approval of and negotiate with the board for a different proposal other than the one the multi-stakeholder process is producing before that even goes beyond that. Well, I guess we'll find that out over the next couple of days. Otherwise, thanks, Becky.
I think, Nigel, that's a sort of basic question that all of the participants, you know, there's a charter that says you're going to produce a proposal based on stakeholder input, and obviously there are some significant differences or issues that arise if we were to decide to throw out the proposal that's been developed over time and elect to follow the board's proposal.
I think that's right, Becky. Thanks for that. I mean, personally, I have reservations about both competing proposals, but I also have much more significant reservations about the process that seems to be...
Hello?
Coming up here.
Okay, thank you, Nigel. Any other questions for Becky? And Nigel, I just want to confirm, you are on the phone only, is that correct?
I'm doing my best to try and get on Adobe with an iPad, but as usual, for various security reasons, which are known to the developers of Flash,
okay.
I'm unable to use Flash on the main laptop.
Yes, the deep philosophical reasons for Apple not supporting Flash.
Actually, it's the other way around. Yeah. It works on the iPad. It's not working on my desktop.
Okay.
For security reasons.
All right, then. Until such time as you are on, obviously I can't see you having a hand up, so you'll just have to let me know if you want to make a comment.
Do my
with
best.
That, I have no doubt. Thank you. We'll move on to item number 4.2 around CWG stewardship, and I don't believe there's anybody on the call who is in that work group, but we did have an ISTAC call yesterday, which is just the coordination group between all the streams to just share status updates, and Lise was on that call. Needless to say, the CWG's work is mostly behind it, with the proposal out and accepted. However, as we know, there is conditionality between the CWG proposal and the outcomes of the work of the CCWG. So the CWG is still doing some work, and in particular most focused on the service level agreements, which were a part of the proposal that was not 100% completed when the proposal was put forward. And we adopted it as a community, recognizing that the service level agreements or service level expectations have been agreed upon between IANA and the community and the CWG. They're in place. So there was some update on that, as well as some initial discussion on what the CWG's role may or may not be in terms of the implementation phase of this process. There's nothing concrete coming from that other than acknowledgement that the CWG's life in some way, shape, or form will likely carry on beyond just the proposal and in some way be involved in the implementation side. And I think that was probably the main update from the CWG at this point. Other than they do continue, the chairs continue to speak regularly with the chairs of the CCWG, so there is open and frequent lines of communication between those two sets of chairs. Now, I don't have much to add on that, but that's, to the best of my ability, a recounting of Lisa's updates yesterday. So with that, we'll move on to 4.4, which is around preparation for Dublin with regards to the CCWG work in particular. You'll see on the Adobe, we're going to put up a document that walks us through the agenda. And the basic framework for the agenda for our meetings in Dublin will be similar in nature to what we did in Buenos Aires. In other words, there will be significant opportunity for discussion as well as education from all of the respective players, the chairs in particular, but also others involved in the process. We will provide the basic logistics and timelines, sort of set the stage as we did in Buenos Aires for the CWG. And then as you can see, we will have six sessions. We're calling them five, but one of them has an A and a B part. There will be six sessions over the 2 days on all the various aspects of the work of the CCWG, which will also start to bring into account the interrelationships with CWG, some issues like the status of the ICP-1 in the CWG comment, some threads of the work of the FOI, et cetera. So it will be a fulsome discussion around the work of the CWG. Now, you might be saying to yourself, of course, but what if they don't produce anything? Becky's just told us that the dates are most likely sliding. And even if we get a new proposal on October 9th, how do we make sense of that a scant few days later? You know, and what if we don't get anything till a day or two before? How are we going to deal with that? I'm very cognizant of that situation, and that has certainly been something much discussed between Bart and myself and others. You know, how do we deal with that? All I can say right now is I'm very aware of it, and essentially we're working on a plan A, plan B. Plan A is it comes out on time, and we work towards putting ourselves in a place where we can take a decision one way or the other. You know, even if something comes out on the 9th, you know, that is a we would have to assume it's very close to the last proposal, and that's still a tight timeline. If we don't see something till, you know, a day or two in advance, that becomes a lot harder, and if it's substantively different than the proposal out there right now, probably makes it near impossible. However, we are aware of it. We're planning for the multiple scenarios, and we have considerable time dedicated to all angles of this issue. So that's what you can expect for us as we try to work our way toward common understanding and hopefully a consensus outcome. Any thoughts on that or comments? Leslie, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Byron. Thanks, everyone. It seemed a very sensible plan to me. My only question is I attempted to participate in this remotely in Buenos Aires. I wasn't able to join you in person. And for a remote participant, when we take the series of blocks approach, it's very difficult to know exactly where we are, so particularly if you have to miss one of the sessions due to a timing difference. So I guess I would suggest, if at all possible, at the start of each block, as it were, if we could kind of just do a recap as neutrally as possible, so that people who are endeavoring to their best to participate remotely are able to know, you know, at what stage we're at so far. Now, I understand that's going to be difficult, perhaps, I did find it very difficult to participate in that one remotely for BA, and I don't expect that Dublin will be any different, though I'll be with you in Dublin. Thank you.
Thanks, Leslie. Good suggestion, and I'll take that away and work with the chairs of each session. Now, the challenge is there are a number of different chairs, but see what we can do for the chair to provide a very brief recap of where we are in the process of our days. Okay, thanks. Any other comments? Anyway, like Buenos Aires, you know, I think that we have a very fulsome process here, and probably as much or maybe even more time dedicated to this subject than some of our membership would like. So moving on to agenda item number five, and that is the working group, the Extended Process Similarity Review Panel.
Just a minute. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
We'll just take a minute while we, okay, bring up the agenda. There is a resolution associated with this one, but essentially there's been a call for volunteers. That call closes 2 days before the council meeting, and to date we've received one additional response to the call for volunteers, in addition to Giovanni, who's already been appointed. So there is a resolution here, as you can see on the agenda and was in your materials. I will read the resolution. The CCNSO Council appoints Fageli Sigridantis as member of the Working Group Extended Process Similarity Review Panel. For the record, it reconfirms the appointment of Giovanni Sepia as a member. The chair of the WGEPSRP is requested to find additional members of this working group. The secretariat is requested to inform the volunteers and update the web page and email list. Could somebody make a motion for that resolution, please?
Katrina.
Thank you. And a seconder?
Becky.
Thank you, Becky. Any discussion on this?
It's Katrina here. Shouldn't we, I think Giovanni was appointed as the interim chair, wasn't he? Shouldn't we reconfirm that he's appointed as a chair?
He was appointed as chair.
He was appointed as chair, yeah. So I think we're okay on that front. If there's no other discussion, we'll put it to a vote. Any opposed? I see none. Any abstaining? I see or hear none. Unanimously approved. Thank you. On to agenda item number 6, and that's the TLD Ops Oversight Committee, an appointment of volunteers. As you know, there was a group that was putting this operations mailing list together, the secure operations mailing list. It was a temporary group, and we are looking to make it a permanent standing group. There was a call for volunteers which closed just yesterday or 2 days ago, and thus far we've had two nominations or two submissions for that. In discussion with the existing group and given the few volunteers that put their names forward, we wanted to make sure there's sort of a timely and effective way to keep this group functional while we secure the required number of volunteers. Fortunately, the existing group has agreed to act in a temporary nature as the standing working group. And as such, we would have to put forward a resolution to acknowledge that. The bottom line is that it would have a lifespan to the Marrakesh meeting, at which time we would formally appoint the standing TLD Ops Oversight Committee. That's the background on it. Certainly the group that got it started is eminently capable of carrying on to Marrakesh, and I'm thankful that they're willing to do that. So we do have a draft resolution on this in your package. Let's move down. The draft resolution, the CCNS reads as follows. CCNSO Council appoints the following persons as Oversight Committee of the TLD Ops mailing list. And you can see the list of participants. I'm not going to read them all out, but you can see the list. It's the same group that started the Oversight Committee. And it includes the one new person who's put their name forward, Ali Haji Mahdi. So the one new person who put their name forward as a volunteer is included on that list. And it also requests the Oversight Committee to provide a plan for their succession by the Marrakesh meeting in March of 2016. Does somebody make a motion on that, please?
Dina.
Becky. And a seconder, Becky. Abibu, okay, thank you. Thank you. Any discussion on this resolution?
Well, just a question. Is there any reason why .km is in brackets?
No.
No. Good catch. Good catch. Thank you.
Maybe the original new member.
Yeah, it's well, he is the new member. I guess the .km, the original .com, right? Okay. With that, we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? Okay, I see or hear no opposition or abstentions, so unanimously carried. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number 7. which is the appointment of our NOMCOM member. And the council vote, by way of background, the council vote concluded midday on Tuesday, September 22nd. We have a draft resolution here because we do have a successful candidate. The report has been put forward, and we have a draft resolution here, which I will read. The CCNSO Council adopts the Secretariat report on the selection of the CCNSO delegate on ICANN's NOMCOM FY16. The Secretariat is requested to inform the NOMCOM and candidates as soon as possible on the appointment of Jörg Schweiger, who was the successful NOMCOM candidate. Of course, you all know Jörg from .de. Could I get somebody to make a motion on this resolution?
Young-Am.
Young-Am, thank you. A seconder?
Becky.
Katrina.
Okay. Becky, thank you. Any discussion on this? Okay, I see or hear none. I think, you know, personally, I think Jörg should be a great candidate. And I will take it on to let Jörg know today. So I'd be happy to do that. So we'll take it to... Pardon me. So we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? I see or hear neither one, so we will consider that unanimously approved. Thank you very much. On to agenda item number 8, CCNSO Council elections. And to date, candidates for the African, Asian region, North American region have been nominated. And just earlier this week, the Secretary put out a second call for nominations. So we have candidates from Asian Pacific, African, Black, North America, but those Europeans, they have yet to put forward a candidate. And also, as you'll recall, we ended up having two Black region spaces to fill or seats to fill. So we only have one candidate from them thus far, from that region thus far. So there's still some work to do there. Are there any comments on that? Any discussion? That's more just a process update or a status update, so that's where we're at. I'll be reaching out to some of my European colleagues today and tomorrow to to remind them and to hopefully light a fire under that process.
Nigel has it.
Oh, Nigel, you're online.
Thank you.
Please go ahead.
I shall be encouraging at least one person to put themselves forward, and you might expect at least one, if not two. I'd like to see two or more, but candidates, that is, because that validates the process.
Great. Thank you, Nigel. With that, we'll move on to agenda item number 9, which is around the leadership training, of which some will be happening in London. And Nigel, I assume your hand is still up from the previous question, or did you have another question? Okay, thank you. Back to agenda item number 9, leadership training in Dublin. There's a report on the selection process. The report's been submitted for adoption by Council to conclude the process, and the associated draft resolution reads as follows. the CCS and OSO Council adopts the report on the selection process for candidates for the ICANN leadership training by the Leadership Training Ad Hoc Committee. Someone make a motion on this, please.
Yangam.
Yangam, thank you. Seconder? Seconder?
Becky.
Thank you, Becky. Any discussion on this agenda item or this resolution? And pretty straightforward. I think we have some good candidates, so pleased that we were able to do that and both find some good people and that they have the capacity to do it. So we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? I see or hear none, so unanimously approved. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item 10. Yes, which is around the selection of the IDN CCTLD representatives for ICANN's IDN guideline review team. The CCNSO has been invited to select two members for this guideline review process. And after consulting with Hero, who, as we all know, has been deeply involved in this issue, it's suggested that we'll send out a call for volunteers and for the council to select two members from the volunteers that present themselves. So this resolution is really a call for volunteers. And the resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO Council requests the Secretariat to send out a call for volunteers as soon as possible for two members on ICANN's IDN Guideline Review Committee. The call for volunteers should include a reference to the requirements included in the ICANN announcement. In the event that when there are two or more volunteers put their names forward during the call for volunteers, the CCNSO Council will select the two members by an email decision-making process, similar to what has been used for the selection of the CCNSO-appointed delegates on ICANN's NOMCOM. That's the resolution. Did I get somebody to make a motion?
Katrina?
Thank you, Katrina. A seconder?
Yangam.
Thank you, Yangam. Any discussion on this? Seeing or hearing none, put it to a vote. Any against? Any abstaining? Unanimously carried. Thank you very much. Now we will move on to Council Agenda Item 11, Council Update. I will start. My focus has definitely been on working towards the Dublin meeting, taking into account, as I've already mentioned, the late-stage work of the CWG and the very heavy lifting being done by the CCWG, and making sure that we have an agenda and a process that will fulfill the needs of the community. And depending on where we find ourselves in the next week or so, getting us to a place where we feel comfortable in making a decision one way or the other. So that has absolutely been the focus of my attention. Yesterday had the ISPAC call, which, as I mentioned, generally speaking, the chairs of the work group and the ICG and our members on the ICG. So that has been the focus of my attention and the meetings that I've been participating in since we last spoke. Any comments or questions? No? Then I'll pass it on to Katrina. Any update from you?
Nothing particular as a vice chair.
Okay. Thank you. And, okay, any councillor update? Okay, I don't see any or hear any. Regional organization updates? No? Okay. Staff updates?
Nope.
No staff updates.
So,
well, that must be a CCNSO record. Okay. Agenda item 12, which is working group updates. We have the GRC Guideline Review Committee update.
Katrina?
Thank you, Byron. We are working now on, keep working on guidelines. Thanks to the new members who joined our group, now we have two of the guidelines which were considered ready for council review. These new members, again, they had a new view on the guidelines, and they tried to rewrite them translate them into plain English and make it easier to read, easier to understand even for non-native English speakers. So we really hope to have at least one guideline finally polished and ready. As you can see, this process takes really long time. But we keep working. Now we look at other guidelines like CCNSO meetings guideline, statements, CCNSO statements guidelines and guideline and several few guidelines. So the work is progressing, and actually we're quite happy that finally we have, now we're really on the right train.
Thank you. That sounds like good progress. Any comments for Katrina or discussion? No? Thank you. All right, we'll move on to 12.2, CCWG update on the use of country and territory names.
There will be a written update. This is Bart. I've received a written update from Paul Schindler before I went over to Ottawa. I forgot to send it, so I'll send it to the council right after this call.
Thank you, Bart. And we will move on to agenda item 12.3. Program WG update. Katrina, back to you.
Thank you very much, Byron. As you already saw, a lot of time will be consumed by discussions over the proposals, accountability. But still, we also have some other interesting sessions. We have a session on marketing. We have a legal session. Of course, additional CC. A TLD news session, which unfortunately this time is shorter, only 1 hour. We won't have regional organization update this time, but we expect them to be very active during discussions. Of course, we'll have 30 minutes for questions and answers with nominees for the council elections. We also plan at least half an hour for an update about B meetings. And Bart has prepared a very useful set of PowerPoint slides explaining what it's all about. So we also plan to have some handouts with some information regarding B meetings so that people could make an informed decision about the future of CCNSO, at least one CCNSO meeting a year. So thank you.
Thanks, Katrina. Any discussion on this subject? No, then we'll move on to agenda item 12.4, which is an FOI advisory team update, to which Keith has provided a written update for everybody. But Becky is also part of that group. Becky, if you want to add anything or make any comment. I'll take that as a no. And so please take the time to read Keith's written update.
Thanks. Sorry, I was on mute.
Ah, okay. Did you want to add anything or make any comments on that?
No, we had a preliminary call. We were pleased to see that the folks at NIN are reading carefully and asking good questions.
Okay. That's a good start. Thank you. We'll move on to 13, which is a written update from GNSO and ALAC liaisons. They were part of the package. Any discussion on those? No? Okay, we'll move on to the work plan. Updated work plan has also been sent. The next version will take into account the outcomes of any decisions made while we're in Dublin. Any discussion on the work plan? No. Agenda item number 15 is date of the next meeting. Obviously, Dublin will be our next meeting, and then November 19th and December 10th. I'm going to assume there's no discussion on that and move to 16, which is around the council meetings in Dublin. It will be, as usual, sort of the standard agenda. We have a council workshop on Sunday at 10 a.m. local time. Sunday, 10 a.m. local time. And then we will have a council prep meeting essentially immediately after that, which is noon local time. It will close at noon. So basically we have a two-hour block Sunday morning. So please put that in your calendars. And our meeting with ALAC will be Sunday late afternoon, 16:45 start time. And then what looks like a regular time slot for our GNSO meeting, or is becoming a regular time slot, and that is Monday at 1700.
Followed by a cocktail.
Yes, and as usual, followed by a cocktail. I will be meeting with the board Tuesday morning, 9:45, and with the GAC later Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. Moving on to agenda items.
Maybe the topic, proposed topics, if you look at
them. Yeah. Bart is suggesting we discuss proposed topics, but the proposed topics are included in your... in your agenda. You can see them online. If there's any discussion, I'm happy to entertain it.
It's Katrina. Ron also reminded us that we need to propose some topics for our discussion about meeting with ALAC. So really happy to hear some suggestions.
Okay, thank you. So seeing no discussion on the agenda items or the topics right now, I think the topics are what one would expect given where we are. We'll move on to agenda item number 17, any other business. Is there anything anyone would like to raise?
It's Katrina. I have a question regarding CCNSO cocktail. Do we have enough? How are things with sponsorship?
Kim, could you answer that question, or Christina?
Kim, would you like to, or should I?
Yeah, Christina, could you give an update?
Sure. So at this point, we have not enough sponsors, and we are not even halfway, I think. We also had some issues with venues, because the ones we wanted did not have availability. So we've found one with availability, and we are waiting for quotes. So everything is still a little bit up in the air, but the main thing is that we still need a lot more sponsors.
How much money do we need?
Well, that's the thing that we can't say for sure because we don't have the quotes, but it usually, I mean, I would estimate we need maybe 8,000 or more.
Okay. And are you, what sort of calls are you putting out for that?
Kim has sent out 2 calls to sponsors to the community. And we have received some, but it's still, it's been getting more and more difficult.
Sure.
Every time now to find enough sponsors. So we're kind of struggling a bit.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, is .ie a sponsor?
Sorry?
They're not sponsored.
Okay.
Yeah, they are. They're helping us out a lot to find venues and to keep in touch with, you know, printing invitations and everything. So they're really a big help.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Okay, seeing or hearing none, let's move to item number 18, adjournment. Thank you, everybody. I think this has certainly been a record for me on the shortest CCN episode call. Thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you all for a very fulsome week in Dublin. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.